There's a new collection of the music of Sylvester James, an openly gay, costume-dressing disco superstar who died 25 years ago. Music critic Milo Miles says the times have caught up with him.
Born in Los Angeles in 1947, Sylvester James, always known as Sylvester, defied every convention and never hesitated to go his own way. Starting when he was a child, Sylvester had no conflict about his gayness and always rejected the description of drag queen, making a persuasive case that he simply dressed as he wished, with ferocious flamboyance. As a singer and an icon, he continually tried to determine his ideal stage and sound. The answers were not easy to find.
Telling me so much, they keep taking me around. I'm so tired, Lord, of going through changes. Oh, yes, I am.
Sylvester loved singing in the choirs of the Pentecostal church in L.A., but the church did not enjoy his unapologetic sexual orientation, and he left both religion and his mother's house behind as a young teen. In a way, there's not much difference among a congregation, a troupe, and a gang, and Sylvester began hanging out with a party posse called the Disco Tays in Los Angeles, and later, at the start of the 70s, with the experimental performance group the Coquettes in San Francisco. But Sylvester was not satisfied with starring at house parties or being a theatrical gay hippie. He knew he was made for glamour and that the style needed to be updated from his faves like Billie Holiday. His first shot at his own show, called Sylvester and the Hot Band, centered around his outrageous but meticulous take on glam costuming and covers of rock tunes. The performances in the albums were duds. Like the only real parallel, Tony Washington and the Dynamic Superiors of Washington, D.C., the Hot Band endures as no more than an admirable curiosity. But after a couple more years of fussing, Sylvester would find his sound and stage.
You got a net?
Mm-hmm.
That's a fabulous club.
I'm
telling you. Look at all the fabulous people.
Yes.
You want to dance?
Yes, I'd love to.
Let's party a little bit.
All right.
In music, as in so many aspects of life, finding the right partners can make all the difference. When Sylvester hooked up with backup singers Martha Wash and her friend Izora Rhodes in 1976, it was clear he needed to bring back gospel heat to help his vocals carry the day. Showing a fine sense of humor, the substantial pair of women called themselves Two Tons of Fun. Sylvester's second album with them, Step 2, in 1978, resulted in a couple smash singles, Dance, Disco Heat, and You Make Me Feel Mighty Real, and the LP itself went gold. Sylvester remained as restless as ever, and by 1980 he was dissatisfied with his record label and even disco itself, which, foolishly it seems now, was considered dead, over for good. For his remaining albums, Sylvester returned to soul and gospel, as well as some stabs at later styles of electronic dance music. But his baritone was far less effective than his falsetto. He was a sluggish ballad singer, and the final dance numbers lacked the joy of those with two tons of fun. Sylvester contracted AIDS and passed away in late 1988 as his celebrity was reaching the high level it has maintained in the San Francisco LGBT community. The only complete picture of Sylvester's art would be his life itself. But the new Mighty Reel collection, which covers the years from 1977 to 1980, makes a superb soundtrack. The collection does not expand his repertoire. Ralph Rosario's new mix of the song Mighty Reel is pleasant but redundant. However, these enduring songs bring Sylvester into today, a time that would embrace him more fully than he could imagine. No matter how much the world has changed and how long Sylvester has been gone, Mighty Reel is the living sound of his pride.
Milo Miles reviewed Sylvester's Mighty Reel, greatest dance hits on the Fantasy label. Coming up, TV critic David Bianculli reviews the latest Netflix series, Orange is the New Black. This is Fresh Air.